Well, it's been well documented that in Australia, those who can't afford their own home could well face enduring poverty as they rent later in life. Well, today, the Reserve Bank acknowledged the problem at hearings into a federal parliamentary inquiry on the affordability crisis, but offered no solutions. And another key player in this debate, an organisation specifically tasked with facilitating affordable housing projects, also seemed not to appreciate the scope of the crisis in its evidence to the hearings. Our business reporter David Taylor has been following proceedings.
If it wasn't plain to see before, it is now. Australia's property market is rigged in favour of those born into wealth, according to the Reserve Bank.
People whose parents rented are going to be in a much more difficult situation to actually get into housing themselves.
That's Reserve Bank Assistant Governor Lucy Ellis speaking at a House of Representatives Standing Committee inquiry into housing affordability and supply. Lucy Ellis acknowledges a frightening reality facing every renter in Australia struggling to gather together a deposit for a home.
If you own your own home at the point you retire, that's basically the thing you need to do to not be in poverty in retirement. And our retirement finance system is predicated on that.
Affordable public housing is one way the government can address the housing affordability crisis. The National Housing Finance and Investment Corporation, or NHFIC, is tasked by the government to assess the need for public housing and greenlight projects that stack up. But when Labor MP Matt Thistlethwaite asked the CEO, Nathan de Bond, to comment on the scope of the problem, he was met with silence.
On social housing, have you calculated what the deficit of social housing in Australia is in recent times? What do we need?
I mean, we haven't done that calculation ourselves.
The proportion of renters potentially heading into poverty in or before retirement looks to be growing rapidly, according to the latest home ownership figures from the Bureau of Statistics. Local, state and federal governments have in the past dipped into their coffers to foot the bill. The Senate committee heard governments are now leaning more on private developers to build both new housing stock and the shops, roads and community centres that go with it.
We all want good parks and amenity. We all want good local roads. That has to be funded somehow. And I think that developer contributions is seen as a kind of new way to do that.
CEO Nathan de Bond suggests governments should promise developers infrastructure will be built in advance to guarantee developers sign up to build more housing.
Trying to get that done sort of earlier on in the process when land is zoned, if you can kind of, you know, come to an agreement around what infrastructure needs to get built and then you can sort of sign an agreement per se and then everyone keeps to that, I think that would be a far better approach than the current approach.
RMIT economics lecturer Eleanor Reese supports that idea, but also offers up this solution.
It could be that there are state governments, for instance, that identify developers who are well attuned to how to develop effective social housing. No, because not just a matter of building more housing, often there's a need to be attuned to the particular requirements of the tenants in social housing. So it could be that state governments identify those particular developers who do have that expertise.
At the other end of the spectrum, the Senate committee heard those who do have a mortgage are hocked up to the eyeballs. The banking regulator, APRA, is trying to cap borrowing capacity. But Jason Falinski put to APRA's Renee Roberts that the current state of play was absurd.
Does that not strike you as ludicrous?
Sorry, Mr. Falinski, what?
So what's the solution to Australia's housing affordability crisis? Well, Liberal MP Jason Falinski's put the call out to identify the issues.
Because our regulations are so poor, our lead times are so long, and our charges and development charges are so high, the housing affordability crisis is only going to get worse.
Did someone hang up then?
But those calls are largely going unanswered.
Business reporter David Taylor.